The Australian bishops issued a statement at the end of this week's General Assembly, promising prayerful support for the country's new government led by Kevin Rudd and the Labour Party. The bishops urged the Rudd government to pursue policies which integrate the pursuit of economic prosperity with social justice. But above all, they urged dignity and justice for Indigenous Australians. Archbishop Philip Wilson of Adelaide, Australia, president of the Episcopal Conference, says decisive action is needed to eliminate dire circumstances from the everyday experience of many Indigenous people.
Look, I think that the problems and difficulties associated with caring for the Indigenous peoples in Australia are so deeply entrenched that it's an area where we need to approach everything with humility, recognise the good things that have been done, and acknowledge the really major problems that we need to grapple with, and that we can only do that by engaging with Indigenous people themselves and listening to them, learning from their culture and their wisdom as we try to move them forward with these problems. It can't just be a matter of saying, well, here's a bag of money, now we'll just go away and deal with it. To look at these matters as a law and order problem is really to misread the situation. There are other deeper problems about the way that these people experience their own dignity as a person, the way that they've become alienated from their own culture, the way that their lives have been attacked by people who've brought bad influences to bear upon them, and the way in which some of the worst aspects of our modern secular society is able to affect them.